So Chavos Gavra, Chavos Mana, not the most halachah lemaisa sugya, but a very fascinating limud in its own right. Whether the chiyuv of tzitzis is a chiyuv on the beged, or whether the chiyuv of tzitzis is a chiyuv on the person, and the obvious nafkamina is, as we mentioned before, if you happen to buy, like for example, I have one of my children who I bought a pair of tzitzis for, a beged of dalad anfos, and I bought him tcheles, and I spent a lot of time tying the tcheles and a lot of money buying the tcheles, and it took him like a week till he like totally destroyed the beged. It was ripped in like a million places. So I had to buy a new beged so I could retie the tcheles, but I wasn't so excited to do it right away, right before camp, because I knew he would just destroy that beged as well. So right now in my house, in my house, I have a beged of dalet kanfos that doesn't have any tzitzis on it. If you hold tzitzis as chavas mana, I am violating some sort of iser every second by not having tzitzis on that beged, even though nobody's wearing it, but I own that beged and there is no tzitzis on it. Whereas if you hold chavas gavra, no problem. As long as I don't wear that beged, I'm totally fine. Everything is totally fine.
I won't say chavas gavra because you actually wear it.
Oh yeah, so mistama we pass in chavas gavra, right? Exactly. But so again, today's shiur is not about how we paskin. That's not the, meaning we're going to discuss how we paskin, but not in terms of halacha lemaisa, just in terms of how to learn the sugya. So today's shiur more in terms of the lamdas of the sugya, rather than in terms of trying to arrive at a halachic conclusion. We pointed out about an hour and a half ago that the idea of chavas gavra and chavas mana may have significant ramifications for the bracha, and what we mean by that is actually two things. What two things do I mean by that? That has ramifications for the bracha. But what the text of the bracha is the bracha, I assume that's what you meant, the text of the bracha, whether the text of the bracha is on the asiyas tzitzis or on the ituf, the atifas tzitzis, or
when you make the bracha,
what the timing of the bracha is. Do you make the bracha right before you make the tzitzis, or do you make the bracha right before you wear the tzitzis? So pashut pshat, those should all be nafkaminas. Whether the beged I have in my closet is chayv in tzitzis, meaning whether I'm violating avera by having that beged in my closet without tzitzis, when I make the bracha and what the nusach habracha will be, are pashut pshat, all of those should be nafkaminas. So in terms of what the Gemara has to say about it, the primary sugya that I wanted you to take a look at first was the Gemara right here in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara tells us on Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Menachos, right, that's where I told you to look first, that Tan Rabbanan, Talis Kfula Chayavis Betzitzis, if you have a folded over talis, it's Chayav in Tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon says it's Potter, V'shavin Shem Kafla V'tafra Shechayavis. If you fold over your talis and then you sew it along the fold, so you have a square talis that's doubled over, it's like, because you've sewed it closed, so then certainly you're going to be Chayav. So it says Mar Tafra Pshita, of course, if you sewed it together, meaning you don't have to, there's no one that holds that the Chiv Tzitzis is only on a one-ply beged. If it happens to be two-ply, it happens to be doubled over, but it's all connected and it's all sewn shut, of course it's going to be Chayiv. So it says Melatzricha Denakta Besichi. Now the example is, the case is, where you connected it, but you used, like, what's Sichi? What does it mean, Denakta Besichi? How do you understand that? You have either wide, something that's not a really strong connector. So let's say safety pins or something like that. You know, either wide stitches or some type of something that doesn't hold really strongly. Rashi says, what is it? Brokash, lishnachriya tfiro rechava, bashtir. So he gives different French terminology, but he says tefir rechava is one of the possibilities that it's a broad stitch. But brokash, he says, is sichos lechibur, means like some type of pin or some type of needle. Someone texted me from Camp Misora the other day that one of the campers had put on, I don't know why the camper did this, but took two flags and wore the two flags connected together, and he connected the flags with safety pins at the shoulders and on the side. And he wanted to know, is the kid chayiv in tzitzis? He's wearing one flag in front, one flag in the back. doesn't usually wear it, but now he's wearing it. He made himself a makeshift beged. Oh, okay, good. So that was the interesting shot. So that's what it reminded of me of the sichi, that he connected it in this unusual way. But that's not our significant interest over here. The Gemara then tells a story. Rabba bar Huna ikla lebe Rava bar Rav Nachman chaz yadavim michsi talis kfula v'rami lechute ilavei kfela. So he saw that he was wearing a folded over talis, and he put the tzitzis on the four corners after it was folded, meaning instead of on the original four corners of the beged, meaning if the beged was if the beged started out like this, so instead of putting the four and then he folded it over like that, so instead of putting the tzitzis on the original four corners, 1, 2, 3, 4, he folded it over and put the tzitzis 1, 2, 3, 4, and then he wore it that way. So he saw that he was doing this. If shita, but then it became straightened out. Now the strings were all in the wrong place, because there were strings here, 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 and here, but these strings are in the wrong place now because the whole thing came undone, right? So you saw everything was messed up with the tzitzis at this point. So that's not the corner that you need tzitzis on according to the Torah. So he did the natural thing. He was told essentially, look, you're wearing a beged of dal kanfas and you don't have kosher tzitzis on it. It's like looking down and discovering that one of your tzitzis is cut off. What do you do if you look down and you discover one of the tzitzis on one of the corners is cut off? What's your next move? You take it off. So he took it off, and he put on another garment. Amar Lei says, no good, not enough. Mi savrit chavas gavra hu? Chavas talis hu? If it's chavas gavra, taking it off is fine. Put the tzitzis in your closet, you have a beged of dal kanfas in your closet, you're fine. But no, it's chavas talis, and therefore it's not okay. Zil ramila. So you have to go make sure that you put tzitzis in the right place on the beged. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya, who's right over here? Is it chavas gavra or is it chavas talis? So first raya the Gemara tries doesn't work out. Lema misayele chasidim arishonim kivan sha'orgu ba shalosh hayu matilim ba tcheles. What does that mean? Kivan sha'orgu ba shalosh. No, you read the Gemara. What does it mean? As soon as they wove the beged. What's shalosh? What does shalosh have to do with anything? Yeah. No, not three corners. That's why I read it at first. Also, you got to read Rashi though. Once they got within three etzba'os of the edge of the beged, meaning they're weaving a beged, and they know exactly how large they want the beged to be. Now, look at your tzitzis. You will find that your tzitzis are not all the way on the corner of the beged. They're not mamish at the tip of the beged. They're a little bit off of the corner of the beged, because the halacha is that you're supposed to be a few etzba'os off the corner of the beged. As soon as they got to the spot where they were within three etzba'os of finishing weaving the beged, they were within that spot where they knew the tzitzis are going to have to be. As soon as they got there, even though they weren't even finished weaving the beged yet, they would put on tzitzis. So imatilim batcheles. What does that prove? Why would they put on tzitzis so early? They're not even done weaving the beged yet. What does that prove? That it must be chavas talis. That since this is, they've now hit a point where this talus is going to require tzitzis right away, put tzitzis on it. They don't want the talus to go a single moment without tzitzis. So says Gemara, no, but look who we said these people are. We said it's chasidim arishonim. Shaini chasidim demachmri anafshayhu. Meaning maybe it's really chavas gavra. And the chasidim were extra machmir. What does that mean? They were extra machmir to do what? To put tzitzis on, if it's chavas talus, is there any mitzvah? If I'm a very frum guy, let's say, for argument's sake, I'm wearing a white shirt today. So let's say, for argument's sake, I'm very, very religious. So I have a beged of dal kanfas in my closet at home. Is there, we paskin chavas talus, right? I mean, chavas gavra. Is there any kiyum whatsoever for me to make sure that every beged of dal kanfas has tzitzis? That a klei kufsa is chayv and tzitzis?
Showing how much you love the mitzvah.
How does Rosh Hashanah love the mitzvah? They're not doing the mitzvah yet.
But it shows that they're so excited to do the mitzvah, they're already putting it on before they're done with the beged.
Ah, so one possibility over here is they're machmir anafshayhu means that they're showing kama zoriz, how zoriz they are in mitzvos, and how much they love mitzvos, that they want to prepare the cheftza shel mitzvah as soon as possible. Even though kiyum a mitzvah, they get zero extra kiyum by putting it on the beged earlier. Because the whole kiyum a mitzvah happens when? When they put on the tzitzis. So they're getting zero extra kiyum by putting it on earlier. But what they're doing is they're preparing the cheftza shel mitzvah in advance. It's like if I have a child, and the baby, you know, he's a baby, and he's a tiny little infant, and I already start preparing his tefillin. So what am I showing? That I'm so excited when I have that child, that what my vision for him is, what I'm really... Now, is there any kiyum mitzvah? Does he get a better mitzvah of tefillin because his tefillin are prepared when he's an infant than if the tefillin are prepared when he's 12 and 3 quarters? Now, there's no kiyum mitzvah whatsoever until he puts on the tefillin anyway. But it shows a very significant excitement about the mitzvah. So that's why that's machmir nafshayu. Now, it could be that's what the chumrah means, but to me, that language is a little bit off. Because that's not... I wouldn't have said that machmiri anafshayu. I would have said, lo dia kama chaviv mitzvos beinayim, how beloved the mitzvos were. Like the Gemara has... where does the Gemara have him? Masechta Sukkah? I think the Gemara talks about the... what? With the boat, where the Tanaim were all on the boat, and they had the one set of Dalet Minim, and they were passing it around to each other because he had a din of Lachem, and they were giving it as a Matan al Manasa Hatzir. And it mentions that it bought it for 1,000 zuz. That the it was so expensive, the Dalet Minim, they bought it for 1,000 zuz. So the Gemara says, why mention how much it cost? So Gemara says, oh, we mentioned how much it costs just to let you know how chaviv the mitzvahs were in their eyes, that they're willing to spend 1,000 zuz on dalet minim. So you would use a lashon like that to show me how chaviv the mitzvah is. Machmeri sounds like that there's a halachic kiyum, or there's some chumrah. What's the halachic kiyum over here? If you're really old chavis talis, what's the machmeri anafshayim? So Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is the Machmir Anafshayim means if you know that there's a Machlokas, so it is an appropriate Chumrah to satisfy all the opinions. Now that's within reason. We pointed out the other day with Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, where Rav Moshe said that he couldn't make 25 different pairs of Tefillin to try to be able to every sheet, that would be ridiculous. But when something is still up in the air, meaning there was a Machlokas, and it's somewhat of a recent Machlokas, even though you're noted to pask in one way, to satisfy all of the opinions is a machmri anafshayu. That's a reasonable chumrah. So that's what I assume we're saying the Chassidim Rishonim did, that they wanted to satisfy all of the deos, and that's why they were machmir for the shita of chovas gav, of chovas talis, even though really they held the chovas gavra. So bottom line is, we don't have any raya from the Chassidim that it's a chovas talis. So the Gemara tries a different raya. Upliga de malacha, that this is against the malach. Meaning, we're going to find a malach takes a stand on whether it's chavas gavra or chavas talz. What's the stand? The malach ashkel Rav Katina, the michsi sadina. The malach saw Rav Katina was wearing sadin. What sadin? Linen. So he saw he was wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, and it was linen. Now the halacha is, really on a darais level, dalet kanfos, it's linen, you're supposed to put tzitzis on. Even tcheles, and you make shatnis. But Chazal said you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to make shatnis on your linen beged. So Amalei said, Katina, sadina bekaita v'savrala besitva tzitzis shel tcheles matay aleha. He says, you know, in the summertime, kaita means summertime. There used to be a camp, it still exists. Hey, kaita, Rabbi Kramer's camp. Does it exist?
Yeah.
Okay, so kaita means summertime. The bay kaita is a gemara in Maseches Megillah. The gemara refers to how they used to build a different shul for summertime and wintertime. In the summertime shul would have a lot of windows and would allow for it to air out. Okay, anyway, but he said you're gonna wear linen in the summertime because it's a cooler kind of beged to wear, and you're not gonna put tzitzis on it. And then you wear sarvala besitva. Sarvala is the rounded beged which doesn't have four corners on it, and that's what you wear in the winter time. Well, then when are you ever going to do the mitzvah of tzitzis? Samalei says, so what? And shisu asei, do I get punished for not doing a mitzvah asei? Meaning, if I do the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's great. Hashem will reward me, but for choosing not to do it. Samalei, bizmandi ikaritcha anshinon. Says, yeah, you will be punished. You'll be punished for failing to do this mitzvah. So says the Gemara, here's the raya. So again, assuming the malach is right, that he's going to be punished for failing to wear a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis. I am Rebish Lama Chovas Gavrahu. If you understand that it's a Chovas Gavra, Hainu de Mechayiv, I understand why he's going to be punished to Lo Karami, because he didn't put on tzitzis. Meaning he has a personal obligation to go out, just like you have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. You're going to be punished if you don't buy yourself a pair of tefillin. So you're going to be punished if you don't get yourself tzitzis to wear. Eliam Chovas Talishu Halom Mechayiva. But if you say that it's a chovas talis, so what difference does it make? If he doesn't own the talis, he has no chiyuv. Meaning, then it's like saying that, you know, if you're not a homeowner and you live in hotels and you go from one hotel to another, or you live in Nebuch, a person is homeless or something, so you can say, oh, you're going to be punished because you're not making the mitzvah mezuzah. Why would I be punished for not being mekayem the mitzvah mezuzah? I don't have a house. If I have a house, I put a mezuzah on. Happen to not have a house. I mean, if you say that it's chovas mana, so it's a chiyuv. When you have a beggar, a dal kanfus, it's chayiv. I happen to not have a beggar, a dal kanfus, it's chayiv. It doesn't make any sense that I'd be punished for not having that situation. Oh, you're going to be punished for not taking truma samaisvus. I don't own a field in Eretz Yisrael. Why would I be punished for not taking truma samaisvus? If I had a field, I'd do peyah, I would do all the mitzvahs, I promise. I would do everything. I'm a very religious guy. But it's not my chiyuv because I don't have the item. So if it's a chovas mana, there would be no problem. If it's a chovas gavra, it's more like tefillin. You have to go make sure you have tefillin. It's like matzah. You didn't eat matzah. Well, I don't have matzah. Doesn't matter. It's a chovas gavra. You have to go and do it. You have to go get yourself some matzah. So says Gemara, wait a second. Elamai chovas gavra hu. Nihi dechivi rachmana ki michsi talas tabas kiyuva. Ki michsi talas lav. So, one second. At this point, before we say the Elamai, the Gemara has a raya that it's a chovas gavra. That's why the guy's being punished. So the Gemara says, not necessarily. Even if it's chovas gavra, he still shouldn't be punished. Nihi dechayevus rachmana ki michsi talas dvas kiyuva, ki michsi talas lav vas kiyuva, hu mi chivi rachmana. Meaning, even if it's chovas gavra, he's only chayev if he actually wears a beged of dal kanfos. The chiyuv doesn't exist before that. So, here's the girsa issue. Rashi has the girsa. Ela hachi ka amrle. Titztiki lemiftar nafshach mitzitzis. That rather what the Malach was telling him was, why are you seeking ways to get around the mitzvah of tzitzis? Do whatever you can to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, the original raya that we had that it's a chovas gavra is rejected. Maybe it's not a chovas gavra. Maybe it's a chovas mana. But buy a beged. Why wouldn't you buy a beged? It's like, let's say I have all the money in the world. And I just choose not to live in a house. I choose to live in the streets. No, buy a house so that you can do the mitzvah of mezuzah. Don't try to get around doing mitzvahs. It's a chavas, even if it is a chavas mana, you're still going to be punished if you have the wherewithal, the ability to do these mitzvahs, and you're choosing not to do them. Go buy yourself a beggar, a dal kanfos, and put some tzitzis on it. That's how Rashi reads. So according to Rashi, the maskana of the Gemara is that we have no proof whether it's chavas gav or chavas mana. The critique of the guy who chose not to wear tzitzis was the same whether it's chavas gavra or chavas mana. He equally deserves to be criticized. If it's chavas gavra, the criticism is, why don't you wear a beged of dal kanfos? You can say, oh, I don't wear a beged of dal kanfos, so I don't have a chiyuv. So wear a beged of dal kanfos and make the chiyuv. And if it's chavas mana, why don't you buy a beged of dal kanfos? And when you buy it, you'll have the chiyuv. The critique is the same. Tosvos does not have the word El. Tosvos just reads it. Why are you potting yourself from tzitzis? And says Tosvos, umi kol makom, ilav chovas gavra lo shayich l'mena shalei, kim delesle. Tosvos says that the whole critique only makes sense if it's chovas gavra. That why are you avoiding your chiyuv? Whereas if it's chovas mana, it doesn't make any sense. There's no critique. There's nothing to criticize him about. And he thinks it's because the word Ella would mean that we're changing what we said originally. Without the word Ella, it means we're sticking with the original understanding of the criticism. So the Malach is criticizing him because it's a Chovas Gavra, you should be wearing tzitzis, which would mean as follows. What's the Svara? Why would it be that if it's Chovas Gavra, the Malach is going to say, terrible job by you, not putting on a beggar of dal kanfos. But if it's chovas mana, the Malach's got no problems with it. What do you mean? Terrible job by him not buying a beggar of Dal Kanfus. He should buy a beggar of Dal Kanfus. What's the difference? So apparently there is this concept. Sfasam explains this way. Apparently there is this concept that when it comes to something that's about the guf, for a Jew to achieve a certain sense of shleimus, a Jew is supposed to go out of his way to make sure everything about his guf is done. Anything that's a chovas a guf, anything that's a chiv on him, he has to go out of his way to make sure it happens. Chiv to put on tefillin, chiv to eat matzah, anything that you physically have to do, even if it's a circumstantial chiv, it's only given certain circumstances that you would be chayiv in that mitzvah, you have to try to make sure to achieve your shleimus, you have to try to make sure to do that mitzvah. But if it's a chiyuv that's external to you, like let's say Trumas and Maisras, would we say that somebody is punished for not buying a field in Israel? Probably not. Because that's not, if it happens to be, if you have a field in Israel, so you're going to be, you have to take Trumas and Maisras. But you don't have to go out of your way to make mitzvahs or make chiyuvim that are outside of yourself. That's the way Tosfos seems to understand. But to make chiyuvim that are about you, that you have to do. L'maskanas ha-gemara over here. Chavos gavur, chavos mana. What's the maskana over here? Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Right? Rashi would say there is no maskana. It could be either one. Tosfos would say Malach holds Chavos Gavra, and therefore L'chora, this Gemara tells us Chavos Gavra. Good, so it's Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Second important Gemara is the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis. Nachman Ashkechei. One Daf ahead. V'Nachman Ashkechei, the Ravad Barav, Rami Chutei, become Varich Lasos Tzitzis. He saw him making Tzitzis and making a Bracha Lasos Tzitzis. So first of all, what does that tell you right off the bat about Rav Ada Bar Ava? Rav Ada Bar Ava must have held, sounds like, Chovas Beged, because he's making a bracha while he's making it, and the bracha that he's making is La'asos Tzitzis, not Lilbosh Rilisate. Samrlai, he says, My Tzitzi Shamana, what's this Tzitzi Tzitzi sound I hear? Meaning you're saying this bracha, what's going on over here? Hachiyam Rav Tzitzis ain't Sricha Bracha. Don't you know there's no bracha on Tzitzis? Strange line. Kinach nafshei drav huna al rav chisla lemir madarav adarav. Okay, the Gemara goes on for a while over here, and this is its own fascinating sugya, which Bez Hashem we should really get to sometime this week. The sugya of birchas mitzvos and how birchas mitzvos work. But all the way at the end, the Gemara tells us all the way at the end. Yeah, it talks about it when it's asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, if you have a mitzvah where doing the mitzvah is not the completion of the mitzvah. So he says, the Gemara says, u'bitzitzis ba'akam iflgi. What they were arguing about is as follows, mar sofer chavis talasu, mar sofer chavis gavrihu. It's machlokas whether chavis talasu, chavis gavrihu. If you hold it's chavis talas, that's why he's making the bracha. You hold chavis gavra, so you're going to say there's no making the bracha at the beginning while you're making the tzitzis. So in this Gemara, at the end of the day, it's a machlokas amarayim, where whether it's tzitzis chavos gavra. If you look at Rashi, third line on the page, b'hapligi Rav Nachman Rav Chista aliba de Rav, Rav Chista savar tzitzis chavos talis helka chasiyasani gemar mitzvasan. Rav Chista is chavos talis, and therefore when he's making it, he's done. That's the mitzvah. So that's why you make the bracha then. Rav Nachman savar chavos gavrihi va'atifasa zui mitzvasa. And Rav Nachman also knows it's a chiv on the gavra, and it's only when you wear it that you're really doing the mitzvah, and therefore there's no bracha on making the tzitzis.
Yeah. Is there any mitzvah wearing it though?
Ah, good. Meaning, excellent question. Meaning, if you hold that it's chavos gavra, is there any mitzvah to wear it? Should I just not bother? The whole thing is only chavos gavra, so is there any mitzvah to wearing it? So that's a very important question we're going to discuss in a moment.
Really, that's the same question, but what do they do with the other person?
Where are you re'isimo? So hanging on the wall, right? Good. So that's a very important question. Believe that we'll get to it soon, very shortly. The Gemara Maseches Brachos. So again, so far, Daf Mem Aleph. does the Gemara come to a maskana? If it does come to a maskana, it's the maskana is chavis gavra. It may not come to a maskana at all. Machlokes rishonim. Daf mem beis. Does the Gemara come to a maskana? Maskana is that it's machlokes. So it's machlokes. I'm a Ryan. Yeah. What's the suffix about chavis gavra? The pashas is the suffix is how to understand asher techasaba. What is asher techasaba? Is it any beged that you would be mechasa with? You have a chiv on the beged, or is it no? When the chiv is asher techasaba to actually be mechasa.
Yeah, no, I'm saying. If Tosfos says that there is a maskana in the Gemara before, so then why would there be a suffix in the Gemara now about whether it's chavis gavra or chavis chalas?
Right, meaning it's a machlokas, and we have one stum of the Gemara. A lot of times you have a machlokas in one Gemara, and another Gemara, the stum of the Gemara assumes like one side, which, by the way, is often a klal and had a paskin. If you have a Gemara with a machlokas on a rhyme, and then you have another Gemara where it just assumes one way, or seems to come to a conclusion, so that often is an indicator.
I've been taking it for granted that if Tosfot's right, that the Malach continued the Shita of Gavra, that we pass from
that we pass like a Malach. He was saying Lo B'Shamayim.
Two things. A, yes, Lo B'Shamayim. And B, it's a Malach. So he said we pass like, so the Malach is a Malach. Let's say, why is he any better than Namora?
Good question. Okay, good. So maybe not. Maybe even according to Tosfot, that just tells us what the Malach holds, but maybe it would be a Machlokas Malach in the Amora.
Also, Lo B'Shamayim is kind of a big problem here, right?
So that's a question. Lo B'Shamayim is not always a problem. It's a problem in the sense that we don't assume that Shemayim has the ability to pass an halacha based on the fact that it's coming in a Shemayim. Like Rav Avadia has a tshuva in Yichav Adas about whether you should always pass in like the Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. Because it's Min HaShemayim. The Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim was one of the Balei Atosos. He used to go to sleep at night, and in his dream he would ask his questions up in Shemayim, and then he'd wake up and he'd write down the answers that he got from Yeshiva Shalmaila. So a typical thing, probably what you all dreamed about last night. So so Rav Avadia discusses, do you have to necessarily pass in that way? So Rav Avadia says that you should treat it like any other shita. It's like any other rishon. If it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense.
The malach is a person.
So the malach would be treated like any other amara. Meaning the malach, if the malach comes via a rishon, so it's treated like any other rishon. It comes via an amara, it's treated like any other amara.
What if malach has a person's name
in person? Oh, okay. If it's a person, then it's malach zemurai. It sounds from that gemara that the malach gets the last word. Meaning the reason why we were passing like him over the whoever it was that was originally wearing the baguette was because it sounds like he was listening to him. It sounds like whatever he was telling him to do, he was doing. So it sounds like that was, you know, if he was accepting what he said. So he was being modest.
Right,
I think that's why.
It should be a name of a person, Malacha.
Either way, it sounds like he was being listened to. So whatever that Malacha holds.
He argues on him, though.
What?
So he argues.
Who says he argues?
So you're saying just because he listened to the Malacha, so he's authoritative for the first Amora?
Yeah.
Why?
You talking about the Amora that was wearing the baguette that was kafel, or talking about
the Amora that was wearing the baguette that was kafel at first listened to Rabba Bar?
No. What do we have? We have
two Amoras listened to two different. We have probably been two Amoraim or a Malach, and then we also had an Amora listened to each one respectively, right?
Right.
Rabba Bar of Nachman listened to Rabba Bar of Huna when he told him to take off his talis. And the other Amora listened to the Malach.
Yeah, so I think the Amora that listened to the Malach was being moded to the Malach.
So the Amora that listened to Rabba Bar Huna was being moded as well. So then it's equal.
He was being moded.
When he said take off your talis because he listened to him.
Right.
So
what does that prove?
Just because you had a guy listening to the Malach doesn't mean that it's more authoritative than the guy listening to the first Amora because they both had someone listening to that. Right?
Second. The end of the first story. Amrle misavr chavis gavru chavis talis uzil ramila. It's chavis talis, right? So the end of the first story would tell us that it's a chavis talis, right. So the end of one story would tell us chavis talis. The end of the other story would tell us chavis gavru. Right. So it ends up being machlokas in that gemara also. Good. So we're left with machlokas from all over the place. Do we have any gemara that tells us clearly chavis gavru chavis talis? So there is a Gemara Maseches Brachos, just one line where the Gemara tells us how to wake up in the morning, what to do when you wake up in the morning, and what brachos to make. And the Gemara goes through the Birchos HaShachar and how you say those Birchos HaShachar at different points. And the Gemara says in Daf Samach and Beis Maseches Brachos that when a person is Mesatev Petzitzis, he makes a bracha Mesatev Petzitzis. What does that tell you? Chavos Gavra. When you are Mesatev Petzitzis, So not when you make it. When you're mesatef betzitzis, you make the bracha. Lihisatef betzitzis. Look at the text of the bracha. Chavas gavra. So that gemara, and the gemara doesn't quote a cholik. Just, that's it. So it sounds very much from that gemara, chavas gavra. Then you have a gemara mesachas yevamos. The gemara mesachas yevamos, as I mentioned before, is discussing the chachamim telling us not to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, b'shevi al taseh, that they have the right to tell us, b'shevi al taseh, don't do a mitzvah d'oraisa. And it gives us an example when the chacham tell us not to put shatnis in our linen beged. And that's the chacham telling us, b'shevi al taseh, to violate the Torah. When does the violation happen of the Torah? When does this violation of the Torah happen? Again, the Chacham are telling us, you have a linen beged of four corners, don't put tcheles in the beged. Even though the Torah says put tcheles in the beged, the Chacham say don't. We're assuming that's Shevi Al Taseh. You're violating the Torah because the rabbis told you to, but it's B'Shevi Al Taseh. When does that violation happen?
When you wear it, when you put
it. If you hold... Let's say, if you hold chovas mana, so the violation happens when you have the beggar of dal kanfos, and you don't put in tcheles. So you're violating what the Torah tells you to do, but the rabbis told you to do that violation. So how do you violate what the Torah tells you to do? By not putting in tcheles. That's Shevi Al Taseh. That makes a lot of sense. That gemara is great. Let's assume it's chovas gavra. At what point are the rabbis telling you to violate the Torah? Not when you buy the beged and don't put tcheles in. There's no chiyuv yet in the Torah to do anything. At what point? When you put the tzitzis on. You're putting the tzitzis on and there's no tcheles in that tzitzis. You're violating something in the Torah, but the rabbi told you to violate something in the Torah, so it's okay to put the tzitzis on without tcheles. And don't worry, it's only Shevi Al Taseh. What? That's not Shevi Al Taseh. You're putting tzitzis on! That's kumvi asay. Says the Mordechai, you see a raya that it's Chavos Mana, not Chavos Gavra. If it were Chavos Gavra, it wouldn't be a good example of Akiris Tov Meratar B'Shevi Al Taseh. Because you're being Okatov Meratar B'Kum V'Aseh when you're putting on tzitzis without tcheles. Comes along Tosvos, and Tosvos says, no, it's Shevi Al Taseh. Even if it's Chavos Gavra, it's Shevi Al Taseh, and it's a Tosvos we already saw this summer. When does the Chi of tzitzis kick in? The second you put it on, says Tosfos, la'achar shenisate. Once you've already been wearing the beged, that's when the chiyuv tzitzis starts. So when you put on the tzitzis, are you violating anything yet? No. When does the violation happen? When you've been wearing it, and there's no tzitzis on. That's Shevi Al Taseh. That's what Tosfos understands. So keeping score, for those keeping score at home, Gemara's in Menachos leave us without any resolution. The Gemara in Brachos seems to assume clearly Chovas Gavra. The Gemara in Yevamos, Machlokes Rishonim. The Mordechai says clearly Chovas Mana, and Tos says no, could be Chovas Gavra also, and it's still called Shevi Al Taseh. How did the Rishonim Paskin? This is where the Lamdas gets interesting. There is a great sefer that is underutilized called the Hamek She'ela. It's the, anyone familiar with this sefer? It's the commentary of the Netziv on the Shiltos Rav Chaigon. The Netziv must have at some point gotten bored of things to write on because like he just, you know, it's not a common thing to write on, a commentary on the Shiltos Rav Chaigon. The Netziv wrote on everything. He wrote a commentary on Chumash, commentary on Shas, he wrote Shas and Tshuvas, he wrote a commentary on the Sifri, he wrote and wrote. Phenomenal. Considering the fact that he had the world's most important yeshiva to run, it's pretty amazing that he managed to find time to write everything that he did. So the Netziv wrote a commentary on the She'iltos, and really by doing so, opened up the She'iltos as a book that some people might learn. Which otherwise probably a lot of people, you know, in the Rav Avadia Yosef biography, it says that they said it is Levaya, that when Rav Avadia Yosef went up, you know, after he was Nifter, probably at the gates, he was being greeted by dozens and dozens of Mechabri Sfarim whose svarim otherwise would have remained closed books that no one ever would have even learned had it not been for the fact that Rav Avadia quotes them. Because Rav Avadia he found every sefer, memorized them all, and he quotes them liberally in all of his tshuvos. So that's what the Netziv did for the She'iltos. So anyway, the She'iltos has the following line. It's difficult to learn the She'iltos because it's in Aramaic and it's a little bit of a funny kind of Aramaic. He writes, Heicha da'azmnei azmunei le'mitzvah. He's discussing when a mitzvah has kedusha. When do we say that, you know, your tzitzis now is a cheftishal mitzvah? Is it after you, or let's say you have a tefillin bag. So you buy a tefillin bag from the store, and you say, you know what, this bag is a really good bag to use for my collection of baseball cards. So I'm going to use the tefillin bag for my baseball cards instead of for tefillin. I'll get another bag for my tefillin. Is that a problem? Is that a violation somehow of the kedusha of the tefillin bag? So this is what the Shiltos discusses. He says, Heicha da'azmnei azmunei le'mitzvah. Let's say you designate something to be used for a mitzvah. Kigon, da'azminun l'chutei va'adayin lo raminun. For example, you designated strings and you want to use them for tzitzis, but you haven't yet put them in the baguette. You haven't actually put them in the baguette yet. Va'avdei lo shana va'adayin lo agbe. Or you make a bundle of alulav and hadas min aravos, but you didn't yet pick it up and do the mitzvah with it. Le'mepekpe. Avdei l'suka va'adai lo yosef ba. What does that mean? But you didn't sit in it. Look at these, even without going beyond those examples, those three examples, look at the parallel he's making. You have strings, but you didn't yet put them in the baguette. You built a sukkah, but you didn't sit in it. You made a lulav bundle, but you didn't yet pick it up on the Yom Tov of Sukkahs. In each case, he's saying, you did X, but not Y. What's Y in every single example? It's the actual mitzvah. You made the lulav bundle, you didn't actually do the mitzvah of lulav. You built your sukkah, you didn't actually sit in the sukkah. But then look what he says by tzitzis. You have the strings, you didn't actually. Now, if I was going to say you didn't actually do the mitzvah, you know what I would say? You didn't wear it. That's not what he says. You didn't stick it in the baguette. What does that tell you? That chovas mana, that it's not chovas gavra. That the mitzvah is putting it in the baguette.
But those two mitzvahs are commanded to are both chovas gavra.
What?
Those two mitzvahs are commanded to are both chovas gavra.
Yeah, but look how he describes how the mitzvah is fulfilled. Meaning, he's right. That's not what it says. There's no debate about those mitzvahs. Meaning, what he's saying is that by designating the strings and not putting it in the baguette, it means you have not yet done the mitzvah. But had you put it in the baguette, then the mitzvah is already done. So the Netziv right away notes, Yeshlul mizel lashon di rami beglima kvar iskatzu the mitzvah lekuli alma vafilu adal olavash shema mina drabenu sfilei chavas manahu. You see very clearly the Shiltos holds it's chavas mana. And that's why, as soon as you put it in the baguette, you're ready to makayim the mitzvah. But if it were chavas gavra, then it would only be a kima mitzvah when you did what? No? When you wore it. He says, ube'emes daso itur hachi mevor b'shar gimel chelek beis. Rav Chai Gon is not alone over here. The itur also holds it's chavas mana. But the Rift disagrees, and the Rift says Chavas Gavra. What's the Rift's Raya? That it's Chavas Gavra? So now what was the best Raya we saw so far in Shas? That it's Chavas Gavra. The Bracha. Says the Rift, the Raya is, we don't make a Bracha La'asos Tzitzis. We make a bracha lis atef betzitzis. Hilka chadam Shmuel klei kufsa chayavim betzitzis lesa. The fact that Shmuel happens to say in the Gemara that klei kufsa are chayavim betzitzis, meaning that that's memal v'meral. If you saw that Gemara, right, that you have a beged in your closet that it's chayavim betzitzis, we don't paskin that way. V'achyam rabala lachos, and the Bahag also agrees with me. Says the Rif, v'ikamandi yamer hilksa kishmuel. The Amar Chovas Talis, Vanan Kasvinon, Maidis Firulan. You should know there are Rishonim that hold this Chovas Talis, but we, Bahag, the Riv, we hold Chovas Gavra. So he sets it up, Machlokas Rishonim. The Itur and the She'iltos, Chovas Mana, the Riv, the Bahag, Chovas Gavra. And he says that the Raya of the Bahag is from the Gemara in Brachos, like we said. But he says, I don't understand. He says, here's my problem. What's the Rif's Raya from the Bracha? What's the Rif's Raya? What did we just say? His Raya that it's Chovas Gavra is that the text of the Bracha is Lizatev and not Lasos. Shouldn't there be another Raya from the Bracha itself? The fact that you're making it before you wear it and not making it before you put it in. Before you put the tzitzit in. Why is the text of the bracha the better raya? Of the two bracha-related rayas, remember we started shir by saying that both elements of the bracha should be a nafkamina between Chavos Gavra and Chavos Talis. So if you have a gemara that says that you make the bracha on tzitzit right before you wear it and the text of the bracha is lis atef, that should be two rayas that it's Chavos Gavra. Why is the Rif only interested in one of them? Why is the Rif only interested in the text of the bracha, but he's not interested in the timing of the bracha? That bothers the Netziv. Now, does that kasha bother you? It would not bother me so much, because, okay, they're both good raya, so you brought one raya. You know, well, what difference does it make?
What about when you said about that you don't actually have the mitzvah until you're wearing it already for a while? So for you, when you're making the bracha before, you're not making it for when you actually put it on, you're making it for when you're wearing it. Later. So by the timing, it doesn't really help so much.
I mean, if you hold like Tosos, the timing is off anyway, because the timing is before. It's over Dover, which is a good kasha on Tosos in general. Good point. Then he says, but there's another raya that it's Chovas Mana, because the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara Daf Mem Amid Beis. Another Gemara that I didn't even have you look at right now, where the Gemara talks about Hitel Amutelis. What does Hitel Amutelis mean? You put tzitzis on a beggar that already has tzitzis. So Gemara says it's kasha. So he says, wait, the Gemara says, Hasha Bal Tosef Kai Maisa Lo Havi. So the Gemara raised the question, wait a second, what does it mean it's kasha? Let's say, of course it's kasha. You have kasha tzitzis, and then you added more tzitzis. Why would it make it possible? So the Gemara says, let's say you have one set of kasher tzitzis on the beged, then you put a second set of kasher tzitzis on the beged, then you cut off the first set. Cut off the first set. So Gemara says kasher. Frankly, Gemara, wait. That's what? What would we call that? What's the problem with that?
Tasav
lomanasui. The way tzitzis are supposed to be kasher is by doing the mice of tying tzitzis on. But these tzitzis were not tied on in a way that was doing the mitzvah. It should be Tasav Lominasui. So the Gemara says, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, is that no. When you first put the second set of strings on, the strings that are remaining now, that was not even called an Asiya. That was not even a Maisa to begin with. Because it was already a violation of Baltosif. When you put those strings in, you violated Baltosif, and therefore it wasn't a Maisa. And therefore, oddly, when you cut off the first set of strings, it's not that you have a previous asiya of the second set of strings that you're relying on, which would be a problem of Tasav Lominasui. There is no previous asiya of the second set of strings, so it's not a violation of Tasav Lominasui. Leaving out all the details of why that's not a violation of Tasav Lominasui, which is complicated in its own right, says the Netziv, what's Rashi telling me over there in that Gemara? When I put the second set of strings in the bag, and what did I violate? Baltosif. Why is that Baltosif? What's Baltosif? I do the mitzvah with a little extra. The mitzvah, if the mitzvah is Chovas Gavra, I would have to be wearing the tzitzis already and then put in the extra strings in order for it to be a violation. The fact that I have a beged that has tzitzis, and I put in more tzitzis, that's baltosif. I'm not wearing it. I'm just putting in extra tzitzis. Why is that baldosif? Elamai says in the Tzivisi, it's a raya chovas mona. Okay. So he says, you see, b'shas asiyas atzitzis koi b'mitzvok shemosif av baldosif. And if a rechovas gavra, who cares about the making of the tzitzis? But he says, maybe that whole sugi is only going according to Shmuel, and we don't pass like Shmuel, and therefore it's fine. Then he said, I got another raya. One more raya, and then we'll try to bring together what the Nitziv's whopper of a chiddush is, which will answer all the questions that we had before. A sugi of Masechah Shabbos, maybe Simcha mentioned to me this morning. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar de Mila, Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila. What's Rabbi Elazar's unbelievable shita in Perek Rabbi Elazar de Mila? Not only are you allowed to give a bris on Shabbos, you know what else you're allowed to do according to Rabbi Elazar? What? You're allowed to make the knife, you're allowed to light a fire to sterilize the knife, you can do whatever you need to do. All machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. So says Rabbi Elazar that it's not all machshirei mitzvah in general that are docha Shabbos. What does he mean? L'mute tzitzis l'taliso mezuzah l'pischo. You're not allowed to do the machshirim of tzitzis and the machshirim of mezuzah on Shabbos. Im tzietz taliso va'asa mezuzah l'pischo, you're chayiv. If you tie strings on your tzitzis, if you make a mezuzah for your door, you write a mezuzah, you're chayiv on Shabbos. Aye, it's machshirim mitzvah. Yeah, not all machshirim mitzvah are docha Shabbos. Aye, but you have a mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos, you have a mitzvah of mezuzah on Shabbos. Yeah, but not all machshirim mitzvah are docha Shabbos, only machshirim mila. Why? Says the Gemara, l'fishein kavu alem zman. Because unlike Mila, where you got to do it today, tzitzis and mezuzah, you don't have to do today. They're mitzvahs. I mean, you have to do today, but you have to do every day. So Abai says, what do you mean? Adraba. From the fact that there's no kavua zman, that means that every single moment is the zman. So every moment, you don't have the tzitzis. Every moment, you don't have the mezuzah. You're falling short of your obligation. By Mila, it's a one-time chiyuv. Says Rashi over there, v'kivan sheyesh lo talis b'kol yom shemashe b'li tzitzis over ba'aseh. If you own a talis every time, every moment that it doesn't have tzitzis, you're violating ba'aseh. Says Rashi, listen, v'afilu muncha b'kufsa. What does that mean? V'afilu muncha b'kufsa. Even if it's sitting in the closet. Every moment you don't have tzitzis on it, it's a violation of ba'aseh. So you see very clearly, chavas mana, from that gemara, or at least from the way Rashi understands that gemara. Now, what the Nitziv says in the end of this piece is really what crystallizes the whole sugya. At the end, he writes the following chiddush: if you hold chavas talis, if you hold chavas mana, How can we make a bracha on the ituf? Meaning we would say, well, you wouldn't. No, he says, afilu mad yom chavas talis. It could be that it's a chavas gavra gamkein. What does he mean by that? Even if it's a chavas talis, it's also a chavas gavra. The what? You're right. But he says, Ritzoni, what I mean to say is, Dimikol makom nitosav chovas gavra da asu lilvosh below tzitzis, masha'en kein beli levisha rashe leniach habeched etzol lukuli alma. If you're never ever going to wear the beged, even if you hold chovas gavra, chovas talis, you don't have to put tzitzis on. The levisha is a critical element of the mitzvah, even if it's chovas talis. What does it mean it's a critical element of the mitzvah? That the mitzvah is a chiyuv on the talis. But on what kind of talis? A kind of talis that you're going to wear. So you know, when the Gemara says, the zakein that makes it l'kvodo, that makes the tzitzis for his takrichin. So we said that if it's a chovas gavra, then there's no chiyuv in the takrichin that he's preparing for himself. Why not? So you want to say, because, you know, if it's a chavas gavra, if it's a chavas mana, there is a chiyuv. Sorry, if there's a chavas mana, says the Netziv, there would still be no chiyuv, even if it were a chavas mana. Perhaps, according to some of the Rishonim, according to one of the Deos. I mean, the Machlokas and the Gemara, both sides might assume it's a Chavas Mana. And there still won't be a Chiyuv, there still might not be a Chiyuv on the Tzitzis, that he's, that on the beggar that he's making for his Tachrichim. Why? Because he's never going to wear it. Chavas Mana is, the Mana requires, the beggar requires Tzitzis, if it's a beggar that is worn. If it's not a beggar that is worn, then it's not going to be Chayiv in Tzitzis. And therefore, the ituf matters. When you are misatef in the tzitzis, you are being megala that this beged is the kind of beged that needs tzitzis. So what's the mitzvah? Listen carefully. The mitzvah is, if you hold chovas mana, to put the tzitzis in the beged. That's the mitzvah. But you wouldn't put tzitzis in a beged that you would never wear. So you know when you're going to say the bracha? You're going to say the bracha, the timing of the bracha might not be when you first put the tzitzis in the beged. Why? Because what's going to happen if you put the tzitzis in the beged and you set a bracha on it and then you never ever wore it? It will turn out as bracha levatala. So when do you say the bracha? One second, when do you say the bracha? You have to wear it. So when you're about to wear it, you say the bracha because that's Megala, that it's Chayiv and Tzitzis. One second. But what would the Nusach HaBracha be? The Nusach HaBracha should identify the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? If you hold Chavas Mana, they're making it. So the Nusach HaBracha should be La'asos and not L'sate. What was the Rif's Raya? That it's got to be Chavas Gavra. The Rif says, look at the Nusach HaBracha! Frech the Netziv, who cares about the Nusach HaBracha? Look at the timing of the bracha, it's a banner raya! Says the Netziv, no, it's not. The reason the Rif was focused on the Nusach HaBracha is because the timing of the bracha is not enough gemina. That which we started sheer with and said, oh, if it's Chavas Mana, the timing of the bracha is when you're making it. If it's Chavas Gavra, the timing of the bracha is when you're wearing it. Not true! Even if it's Chavas Mana, the timing of the bracha is when you wear it. Because you haven't shown that it's a mana that you would wear until you've done that. And therefore it's not a mana that's chayiv in tzitzis. But the Nusach HaBracha, that should identify what the mitzvah is. And that's the raya. One second, one more point, and then we'll take questions. And he says, based on this, we could understand very well what Rabbeinu Meshulam writes. Rabbeinu Meshulam writes that you don't make a bracha on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos because of the sugya and Menachos about Tzitzis. What? You don't make a bracha, he says, on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos because you don't make a bracha on making Tzitzis. Because you don't make a bracha on making tzitzis since you still need to do the levisha. What does one have to do with the other? What's the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? What's the mitzvah? To light the candles. What's the purpose of the mitzvah? Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, what's the purpose? To have light for Shabbos. So you can use that light. Let's say I light candles in a hotel, in a corner of a lobby where no one ever goes, where there are 1,000 other candles. And I just light candles there and walk away. And I set a bracha on that. That's what we call a bracha levatala. You are not accomplishing anything with that light. The purpose of lighting the candles is to then use the lights of the candles. Says Rabbeinu Meshulam, if you say a bracha on Hadlakas Neros, you run the risk of not using those candles. And therefore you can't say the bracha. It's just like saying a bracha on making tzitzis. We don't do that, because what if you never wear it? On the surface, it sounds crazy. What are you talking about? By Hadlakas Neros, the mitzvah is the hadlaka. By tzitzis, the mitzvah is the levisha. It says the mitzvah, no. If you hold chovas mana, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is making it. But you can't make the bracha when you're making it, because it's only chayiv in tzitzis if it's a kind of beggar that you're going to wear. So you need to wear it to be megala that it was the kind of beggar that requires tzitzis in the first place. That's the same thing with hadlakas neir Shabbos. Yeah, the mitzvah is the hadlaka, but it's only megala that you're mekayim the mitzvah if you then use those candles later on Shabbos. That's the Rabbeinu, that's he says, what Rabbeinu Meshulam means. And therefore he says, the proper bracha should be, on if yod chavas mana, on the asiya, but the timing of the bracha should be at the end. And he says, I'll give you a mashal, there is a place where we do this. Where the mitzvah is done earlier, but since we need to wait for the rest of the dominoes to fall till we can make the bracha, we make the bracha later, but the nusach ha-bracha is going back to what we did on the earlier time. Meaning, this is what he's suggesting. If you hold chavas mana, you make the bracha before you put on, but the nusach ha-bracha is la'asos tzitzis, what you did earlier. Where do we find such a thing? You say? Bir Chametz. No? So he says as follows. Ukmo shekasev arash psach in perek alef simin yud. Shekilu b'lashon birchas al bir chametz gam habitul. She'ef shalavarich alav bifnei atzmo. You can't say a bracha on the bittul alone. So when we do the bittul, I'm sorry. So the bracha, it's over there, the timing is off, because we're making the bracha of al biur, even though the biur is only accomplished later on. But the point is that the bracha, the nusach ha-bracha is the mitzvah. The timing of the bracha is not necessarily the mitzvah. So achanami mea ro'u hayalichlol gam mitzvah sa'asiyah b'nusach ha-bracha sha'archakach. Okay. That's his chiddush. Yeah. He did make the bracha when he was making the tzitzis. Yeah. No, he's saying when the Rishonim are paskining, they might paskin that it is a chavas mana, but still you wouldn't make the bracha because of the maskanas hagemara with the takrut ha'emes, etc. That you still wouldn't make them because we hold that asher techasba is only the kind of beggar that you would wear. So he's explaining the Rishonim, how the Rishonim passed. Rav Nachman wouldn't agree with that.
According to the Rambam, presumably it's called a sitalis. So according to the
Rambam,
should be
lasso. Yeah, that's a problem. I don't know. He doesn't explain the Rambam. I don't know.
And it's also not, in the psychology of Rashi, he says that has to be roy. Why is it? Why do I put that on? Because it has to be brought in the time.